microphones to whisper in your ear tales of bone-chilling horror and endless despair. You are listening to Mad Tower Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Mad Tower Radio. Sorry we missed you last week. It was just, you know, scheduling conflicts. I was hanging out with my wife, you know, just life got in the way. Sure. So we missed a week. But as always, I'm your host, Dan, joined by my co-host, Christian. And Christian, why don't you tell them what the show's about?
If this is your first time around the block here at Mad Tower Radio, we meet, you know, let's say on average every 8 days or so to discuss and share with each other one creepy, mysterious, sort of spine-tingling or unexplained phenomenon in our world. And we try to, you know, understand what it is out there.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, the normal stuff. Ghost schools, goblins, fucking conspiracies, cryptids, ghosts. I already said ghosts, but...
I thought you said ghost schools. I was like, oh.
Yeah, ghost schools, you know. Scooby-Doo, ghoul school. We talk about that sometimes. But no, just pretty much anything paranormal, strange, maddening.
Maddening, for sure.
But mine's a little bit of a long one today. I know you brought us something kind of serious for the back half, so I'm going to go first because I'm coming at you with just a good old classic American ghost story.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of the Bell Witch?
Is that just like ring-a-ding-ding bell, or is there like an E at the end?
No. B-E-L-L. Witch.
Okay. So it's not like the Southern Bell Witch? No, I've
never No. So, the Bell Witch, right? Apparently it's a really famous story, and it was the inspiration behind a lot of horror movie stuff, like the Blair Witch.
Oh.
It has a lot of movie adaptations of it. Bunch of stuff was inspired by the Bell Witch, and not only like movies and stuff like that, but a lot of stories after the initial event are believed to be the Bell Witch as well. Right.
Interesting that she's so prolific, and I, you know, not to pat my own back, I feel like I'm pretty in tune with the paranormal, like, American culture, but yeah, I've never
heard. I believe that I read about this when I was in high school, and I kind of just brain dumped it, and then as I was picking it up again, I just kind of like, I was like, oh shit, yeah, I remember reading about this. But anyway, I don't want to waste any more of your time. So the Bell Witch haunting took place from 1817 to 1821 in a town called Adams, Tennessee, on a chunk of farmland owned by a man named John Bell. And most of the stuff that I'm going to talk about today is from a book by a Mr. Martin V. Ingram called An Authenticated History of the Bell Witch. And this was written in the 1800s as well. So basically, in the legend, a man named John Bell Sr. and his family are terrorized by a ghost, okay? The haunting started when John Bell Sr. saw an apparition of a strange creature that resembled a dog, and being a man who saw something strange in the early 1800s, he shot at it.
Mm. Yes.
But the apparition quickly disappeared, and that was kind of the... you know, that was the shot heard round the world for the Bell family farm, because that kind of just opened the can of worms for all the wacky shit to start happening. So soon after that, one of his sons saw a large bird of impossible proportions that was perched on their fence. His daughter Betsy witnessed a woman in a green dress swinging from an oak branch in the woods. And their servant, their words, not mine, their servant Dean reported being followed around by a large black dog in the evenings when he went to go visit his wife. And soon after all these, like, outside events, the activity moved into the house, right? And they would hear knocking on, like, the doors and the walls, and, like, sheets were getting ripped off of beds. And it sounded like a dog was gnawing on their mattress, but they would look and there would be, like, nothing.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, so just, like, and this was, like, an every night thing. Like, this ghost was terrorizing these people.
A consistent, like, EMF5 type motherfucker.
Yeah. And, so they needed, they enlisted the help of the family friend, James Johnston. And James Johnston spent the night in the house, and he experienced the haunting. And in the morning, he said it was, quote, a spirit just like in the Bible. I don't know what that means.
Just like in the Bible.
Yeah. And this is where it kind of gets a little fucking wacky, right? So he went and, like, pretty much told everybody about the ghost of the Bell family farm. And, the rumors just kind of spread like wildfire, and everyone was like, bullshit. And so people came from far and wide to come, like, see the ghost. They wanted to see it.
And
like, it pretty much became a tourist attraction.
The Bell family would let people, like, hang out and get a haunting?
I guess. The Bell family was kind of just like, I guess.
Help I don't know. People. What the hell?
They were hoping that somebody would come along and help. You know, people would just ask her questions, and the most consistent answer they got was, I am a spirit. I was once very happy, but now I am disturbed. And pretty much the ghost started doing stupid, like, parlor tricks. So she led one of the sons, Drew Bell, on a, like, search for buried treasure near, like, the supposed death of or location of her death. She would frequently have religious debates and full conversations with people who came to see, like, the Bell Witch.
She and, be, like, talking to people?
Yeah.
I feel like the Bell family just, like, stuck their grandma in the walls of the house.
I don't know, man, but, like, apparently, oh, here's a wacky one. She recited a sermon in two locations that were 13 miles apart.
Oh, shit. Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. So the son of James Johnston, John Johnston, great naming scheme there. he devised a test for his test for the witch, something no one outside his family would know, and asked the entity what his Dutch step grandmother would in North Carolina would say to the slaves if she thought they did something wrong. And the witch replied in his grandmother's accent and said exactly what she would say. And in another account, an Englishman stopped to visit and offered to investigate and asked the witch about his family overseas. And the witch was able to tell him things about his mother that only he would have known.
Okay, that's... It's getting a little more, you know, hard to call out the grandma on the walls.
Yeah, right. Like, she just does all sorts of stupid shit like that. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with this ghost story. It's pretty funny. I don't know how famous it is. Or, like, I don't know why it's so famous. Because, like, in this context of just reading about the story, like, it does not sound that scary.
You had made it sound, like, from the beginning that it was a little more menacing, like, you would be doing a lot of scary, mischievous things, but that second half was really kind of like a
bet. It sounds super scary, but then you read about this, or, like, you read about it, and it's, like, just a ghost doing, like, stupid pranks on people.
Just a ghost kind of being weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, later on, you know, this goes on for 3 years, and the ghost really only had a problem with John Bell Sr., right? Like, the ghost, I don't know what was going on, but the ghost was into, like, John Bell Sr.'s wife, Lucy.
Like, they were friends, or she just, like,
felt... Yeah, the ghost would apparently, like, gather fresh fruit and sing to his wife.
Okay.
And called her the most perfect woman to walk the earth. And like the okay. ghost was kind to his son, John Bell Jr. You know, like she just fucking hated John Bell Sr. And so she started telling people that she intended to kill John Bell Sr. and that she was going to kill him with curses, hexes, afflictions, and threats and whatever she could muster in her power to fucking kill John Bell Sr.
Jeez. This
she just really hated this dude.
Yeah, a little like personal with it.
And so eventually John Bell Sr. did die, and she proclaimed that she was the one that killed him and she poisoned him. And it is said that during his funeral, she interrupted it with drinking songs and cheering. So, yeah, she's kind of a dickhead. I don't know what John Bell Sr. did to like deserve so much animosity and hate from this stupid fucking witch, but I don't know. I guess he did it.
And like, he was the first one that the family called to, right? He was the first one to, or he was one of the people who was trying.
Yeah. I mean, he did shoot at the apparition of the dog-like creature.
Yeah, so maybe I can kind of understand, like, if he was being a dick first.
I guess. But after she killed John Bell Sr., she said that, "I'm leaving now, and I will return to your home in 7 years' time." And so she did return in 7 years' time. And she found Lucy and two of her other sons, Richard and Joel, living in the house. And she started her antics back up. And the family that was still living there chose to ignore her. And she just left.
I mean, there's something there along the lines of, like, if you give him attention or if you give the spirit any kind of, you know, energy, it's got something for. Sure.
Especially this ghost, who seemed like she fed on the attention and, like, everybody was, like, in her face and, like, it seemed like she wanted it, you know? Like, she wanted all this attention on her.
She's called the Bell Witch, but what is so particularly witchy about her? She seems just kind of like a spirit.
Oh, I think it's just a name that rings.
Yeah, no, it's
pretty, you know, cool. Like a name that sticks. And I think it might have started to become the Bell Witch afterwards. All right. But let me tell you some more interesting trivia about this. So here in here's a good conclusory part to the main body of the story. From an authenticated history of the Bell Witch, it goes, whether it was witchery, such as afflicted people in past centuries in the darker ages, whether some gifted fiend of hellish nature practicing sorcery for selfish enjoyment, or some more modern science akin to that of mesmerism, or some hobgoblin native to the wilds of the country, or a disembodied soul shut out from heaven, or an evil spirit like those Paul drove out the man into the swine, setting them mad, or a demon let loose from hell, I am unable to decide. Nor has anyone yet divined its nature or cause for appearing. And I trust this description of the monster in all forms and shapes, and of many tongues, will lead experts who may come with a wiser generation to a correct conclusion and satisfactory explanation. And that was kind of, they're just like, I don't know.
There's nothing left for me, unfortunately. Something spooky's going on there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how much would it suck, though, to like be like, yep, well, Dad got assassinated by the witch.
I mean, you can't say for lack of reasoning.
I mean, would you have shot at a strange dog apparition?
No. I mean, what year was this again? You said 1817?
Yes.
That's the raw western frontier, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's...
Who knows?
It would have been weird if he didn't shoot at him. You know?
Yeah, it's sort of hard to be like, oh, that darn Jake John Johnson Joseph. He shouldn't have done
that. I don't know. I think this ghost just hated men.
Could be. Yeah.
Because there's also a part of the story where she's fixated on John Bell's daughter, Betsy, and apparently terrorized her so much that she called off her engagement to a guy.
She was just like anti-institution of marriage.
I guess.
Sure.
I don't know what it was, but she had a thing for the wife too. She like killed the husband.
Very sapphic ghost.
I guess. But this legend has all sorts of stuff with it too. Like apparently General Andrew Jackson visited the Bell household when he heard tales of the ghost.
Oh yeah, Andy, you were gonna shoot him?
So it's a big if. I doubt that he actually visited it.
Mm-hmm.
But some dude who was like, I don't know, his grandson. Okay. An attorney named Thomas Yancey wrote a letter to Martin Ingram, the author of An Authenticated History of the Bell Witch, that his grandfather, a Mr. Whitmell Fort, was he was there, like he was stationed or subordinate to fucking Andrew Jackson. So I don't know. Okay. Sounds like a lot of layers removed.
I gotta trust a lot of people for this story to come together, but
yeah. Okay. But so here's how the tale of Andrew Jackson visiting the Bell household goes. The Bell household was strained of resources from visitors, and Andrew Jackson brought a wagon load of supplies with his men, and when he got near the Bell homestead, the wagon stopped and appeared fastened to its position, despite considerable effort by Jackson's men to free it. Jackson exclaimed, "By the eternal, boys, it is the witch." And a metallic voice was heard in the vegetation that goes, "All right, General, let the wagon move on. I will see you again tonight." And the wagon began to move. Instead of camping out, the party stayed at the Bell home that evening. Among the Jackson party was a quote-unquote witch layer who boasted of his supernatural exploits. Tiring of the bravado, Jackson whispered, "By the Eternals, I do wish the thing would come. I want to see him run." The entity arrived and taunted the witch lair to shoot her. The man's gun would not fire, and the witch countered, "I'll teach you a lesson," and appeared to beat the man and led him out the door by his nose. Jackson exclaimed, "By the Eternal, boys, I never saw so much fun in all my life. This beats fighting the British." The witch told Jackson she would uncover another rascal the next night, and that morning Jackson's men chose to leave for home as they were apprehensive as to who it was next.
By the Eternal, dude.
I don't know what that means.
I think he just doesn't want to use the Lord's name in vain.
I guess. But it's pretty fucking stupid.
Just a funny little, you know, anecdote.
And, witch lair? What do you mean by that?
Witch? Yeah. Witch lair.
Exactly. Speaking of witch lairs, though, there is a cave that's not too far from the property called, which has become known as the Bellwitch Cave, right?
Yeah.
But everyone's like, yeah, don't go to the Bellwitch Cave. It's a fucking tourist trap. Like, and it has nowhere in the original legend is the Bellwitch Cave mentioned. And I tried to do some digging, and it's like, yeah, dude, this means nothing.
It's just like some shit that tried to take, like, tried to grift the haunt.
Yeah. I mean, it's available today. I mean, it's like $12, but, you know.
We got our own murder caves at home.
It's crazy, though, because a lot of shit has been, a lot of shit that happened around that area afterwards, everyone blamed it on the Bell Witch. In 1868, A man, Tom Clinard and Dick Burgess, were arrested for the murder of Mr. Smith. The article reported that Smith claimed the powers of witchcraft while working near Adam Station, chopping wood on a farm with the defendants. The article stated that Smith claimed to use these occult powers on Clinard and Burgess, leading to the conflict between them. The identity of the decedent was reported variously as James or Charles Smith. So, then it goes on to say that, people were like, this is the Bell Witch, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people will go, like, a woman that lived there, she said, yeah, the Bell Witch is, like, a huge fucking scapegoat around here.
Sure.
A lot of people, like, or, like, every, whatever. Yeah, every haunted house story in the area, everybody was like, it's the Bell Witch. You know?
That's too easy.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, wacky. Bell Witch.
But it goes all the way up to like 1903, all the way to like 1977. Like, there's so much Bell Witch stuff going on today.
If you let the story live.
Yeah, and I mean, it's cool, you know, like, I don't think it holds any like real merit or anything like that. It's, you know, it's the Bell Witch.
You know the girl.
You know, but it's just a, you know, it just sounds like a classic, good old American ghost story.
But you were trying to haggle me to go to the Bell Witch Cave earlier this morning.
Yeah, they also have a replica of his cabin with like a bunch of original stuff that was in there, you know.
Oh, they
that
have.
Was like actually from his cabin.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it seems like a tourist trap, if I'm being honest.
Do you know roundabouts where in Tennessee it is?
Adams, Tennessee.
Is that like the east, the west?
Oh, it's super north. It's like damn near Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I guess it's been like really famous. A lot of people, like, you know, all the ghosts on television have had an episode about the Bell Witch, you know.
I mean, it's, you had said that there was a sort of thread connecting it to Blair Witch. Do you know how that particular connection came about? Because they don't seem all that familiar to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the Blair Witch is a fucking phenomenal movie that is super fucking horrifying. Mm-hmm. And then you read about and you're like, whoa, this was inspired by the Bell Witch? You know?
The real thing? What could it be?
And then it's like, the ghost was like Fortnite dancing for people in the fucking living room. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, this story is lame. It's lame as fuck compared to the Blair Witch Project.
It's pretty timid, for sure.
It's a little tame. I'm sure somebody could make it scary in like a movie, but like just hearing the events of the story out loud, I'm like, you know, she's just sitting there.
I don't need every ghost to be, you know, tossing people through the windows and clawing your eyes out. We can have some, you know, fairly friendly boys.
Yeah, you know, she's just, I mean, she did kill a dude.
Well,
she did kill John Bell Sr. I would say he's the aggressor. I would say she's the aggressor.
In that one?
What do you mean? Yeah.
She had a pretty extensive list of shape-shifting forms at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning, I was like, when I was reading this, I was like, whoa, dude. Like, this is fucking wacky.
Big dog, woman in the trees. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, she was fucking playing rock, paper, scissors with Andrew Jackson.
I loved that shit. Like, imagine a bunch of dudes, you know, they're working with the general, they're feeling kind of cool, moving ye old Oregon Trail cart around.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit, we got Ghost Brigade today.
What do you mean Andrew Jackson wants to go see a fucking ghost?
We're day like 10 of your 70-day march across the country, and we're taking 2 days off to go to the ghost house? Come on, Andy.
But, I mean, you know, it's not the most interesting thing in the world, but, you know, I wanted to find something a little classic and talk about the Bell Witch a little bit. So,
I mean, while we're parked here, I guess, what does a witch make? How do you qualify for the witch name, I guess?
I think a lot of ye old witch. Maybe fucking, I mean, it does have a lot to do with shape-shifting. You know what? Maybe that would be a good episode topic, because I don't really know what these fucking dudes in Salem, like, in ye old colonial United States, what really went in their head when they pictured a witch.
I think it was just like a woman who could read and, like, spoke her mind. And
yeah,
like,
their wives.
Yeah. And they were like, ah, I don't know about that one.
They're like,
Because, like, it feels like a spirit. It feels like more of a haunting.
Yeah, a lot of people say poltergeist.
Poltergeist is, unfortunately, a lame-ass word. I'm not here for that.
What, you're not a fan of Poltergeist?
I've not seen that movie.
I've not seen that movie either.
No, it's a weak one. I like Spectre, Ghoul, Hobgoblin,
Revenant
fucking rocks.
Wraith's
very good.
Poltergeist? Yeah, that's a lame one.
Yeah, like Slimer. He's a poltergeist. That sucks. Screw him.
Slimer. But yeah, I'm ready to move on from the Bell Witch. She kind of sucks.
Out on the Bell Witch.
Yeah, but you know, she got a spot on the show, so.
I mean, for what she is, I like an early 1800s story. That's pretty
tight. Oh, dude, if you were a kid in the 1800s, you probably couldn't fucking go to sleep after hearing about the Bell Witch.
Absolutely. And hey, if this is going to go on for as long as it needs to go on, we're going to have to hit some shitters. It's just the truth of it. Like, one day we're going to have to sit
you gotta give the B team a segment.
Yeah, the one day we're going to be like, fine, like, it's, I'm really struggling here. Are you going to do the Jersey Devil or what? Christ, like, we're in some one day, kill me if this happens, but I'll do a segment on Loch Ness and talk about the YA novels I read about him eating people.
This show has gone on entirely too long if I have to talk about fucking Nessie, bro.
Something bad's happened. Like a mummy's paw curse where a Bell Witch-esque spirit says, you will live forever, but you must do an episode a week.
I will go find the Bell Witch myself and have like a level 5 ghost moment before I fucking talk about the Loch Ness Monster.
There's some shit on it. We could... That's a break glass... That's a bad day if I'm doing Loch Ness. Okay.
Yeah. Break in case you want to cancel the podcast.
In case you want a zero view moment, I won't even go back and listen to my own.
Yeah, I won't even listen to it myself. And I listen to every episode we make.
Okay, I'll grab the baton. I'm not worried.
Put the Bell Witch to bed.
So, this one... for this week is, you know, a semi-rare run for us. Like, I had assumed, as paranormal things would happen in the world, we could have a little bit of, like, a current event type thing going on.
Yeah.
And just recently, the Havana Act passed, I believe, was signed into law October the 8th, and it is a relief act for people... who have been inflicted with Havana Syndrome. It is an ongoing sort of mystery disease plaguing the United States right now. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I didn't know it was a disease.
Well, it's kind of a disease. It's a weird... It's inconclusive. People are really thrown for a loop about what's going on here.
You've been hyping me up about the Havana Syndrome. I'm ready to hear about it.
Well,
but this is like an honest-to-God act of government was passed for this.
Joe B. put his name on the dotted line for it.
Oh, baby, I'm ready. Plug me in.
Starting in 2016, a group of, you know, government agents, CIA, diplomats, military personnel, and staff in Havana, Cuba, started to report these weird symptoms. It was a lot of, like, vertigo, concussion type things. Like, they would get, like, brain fog, or it would be hard to, like, stay awake, and they would have, like, nausea, memory problems, things like that.
Yeah.
So, it gets its name from that particular instance.
Because it was all happening in Havana.
In Havana, Cuba. Yep.
Okay.
And before we move forward, have you ever had any kind of brain or head trauma?
Trauma? No.
Okay. So, as someone who is the proud owner of two concussions.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Oof.
Congrats, man.
Thanks. They fucking suck. They're pretty debilitating at times.
Yeah.
And there's this widespread, you know, mass concussion-style trauma that is afflicting a bunch of U.S. personnel.
Uh-huh.
And from there, it is slowly spread. Canadian personnel have felt it and reported these symptoms. A whole bunch of countries at, like, their embassies or at their capitals will have U.S. soldiers, U.S. diplomats, CIA agents there, and they'll report these kinds of Havana syndrome attacks. So I'm going to give you a list of these countries, and let's see if you can put together a list of commonalities. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Cuba.
Okay.
China.
Okay.
Russia.
Okay.
Vietnam. Seeing anything here?
Is the next one Afghanistan?
No Afghanistan as far as I can tell. But there is a Serbia, Poland, Georgia, Taiwan, and did I say India? India too.
And this is just military personnel are just experiencing these symptoms?
These strange, like, brain foggy concussion attacks. They think it's like, they believe it's like an activated thing. I mean, just recently,
Vice like President, MK Ultra kind of shit?
It's giving me MK Ultra vibes. Like, I was a little nervous about bringing it up because it's something I'm like weirdly like watching. And, like, I didn't want to sound like a crackpot here in my closet screaming about Havana Syndrome. Being like, no, bro, they're lying to you. You don't understand. But,
so,
what's up?
What do you think it is, then?
Before I tell you what it is, how about I tell you what the government thinks it is?
Okay.
So, they are currently...
Trusted and reliable source, the government. I'm very excited to hear what they have to say.
So, the government completely decided that this is a microwave weapons attack, that they are being assaulted by foreign entities and they're getting, like, wave brain attacks.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now? They think it's a microwave attack. I don't think that's how that works.
Some kind of
Wave. My head doesn't hurt when I'm cooking a Hot Pocket.
No, you don't get it. All these... like, there's going to be a moment where I'm going to give it away. But I'm holding myself back. They think that, especially in these foreign agents, that there's this targeting of CIA agents and diplomats that is causing their brains to get mushed by microwaves.
Yeah.
And the...
So what's the demographic of these agents like? Are they older?
I'm so glad you asked. It's a bunch of older, tenured officials.
Old fucking men.
Yep.
Bro, this is the lasting effects of, like, missing the MK Ultra cues, bro.
This is there's nothing suspicious about old-ass dudes flying 20 hours to a new country and getting a little headache, getting their brains melted.
Well, I mean, when you put it like that,
nothing.
Maybe they really do just have bad vertigo because they're old fucking men flying, like, 16 hours in a fucking jet.
Yeah. I mean, recently, Kamala Harris had a tour of Vietnam, and it was delayed, and I believe it might have been canceled. Don't quote me on that. Because a couple of her staff who went ahead were reporting Havana Syndrome.
And they think it's some kind of, like, espionage attack.
Yes. They're fully committed to, like... targeting specifically the Russian military, saying, like, the Russians are attacking and microwaving people's brains, or giving that technology away.
Why? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
There's been tons of studies. Like, real-ass medical facilities have been used to study the Havana Syndrome phenomenon, and this is where I'm going to start to do it a bit. The University of Pennsylvania researched a bunch of affected people.
Yeah.
And they were just like, it's just their brains. Like, nothing crazy's happening, but there's... some kind of, like, widespread brain fatigue going on, but it's not like microwaves melting their skull.
I see.
The technology doesn't exist to, like, target the inside of a brain and not, and, like, cause all this weird...
Yeah, there's no brain melting gun.
And... I don't understand.
So obviously brainwave attacks is like the red herring, right?
It's
like, that's what they want us to think it is.
It's 100% these fucking commies are shooting us with the microwave brains.
Of course. What else could it be?
Why do I have to live through the extended Cold War edition? This sucks. This is fucking stupid.
I think, it makes a pretty good podcast topic.
I mean, I'm having a good time talking about it, but it kind of pisses me off that we're back to Richard Nixon telling me the commies are going to red dawn my brain.
So what do you think it really is?
If me, who is not a medical professional or a CIA agent, were to guess...
Mom, bro, you don't need credentials on the internet.
It's a bunch of old fucks, and they're using what might have been maybe something in Cuba. Like, the original one, I think, has built a foundation for a lot of exactly like you were talking about with the Bell Witch, like grifting of the original story for whatever purpose you want it to be.
Maybe it's like... this is going to sound pretty crackpot, and this is me knowing, like, about Havana Syndrome for all of, like, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But what if, right, Havana Syndrome becomes a thing? All these fucking war hawks that want to go to war for whatever reason.
Oh, absolutely.
Are just like, they're attacking my brain. Oh, they got me with the brain waves. We're being attacked.
100%.
You know, what if Havana Syndrome, crackpot, old decrepit man thinking he's getting attacked by fucking a megaphone is what leads to World War III?
That would fucking suck. I'm upset about that, just hearing it. Come on. Not the brainwave gun.
There's no fucking way it's a brainwave gun.
The reason I think it's now become just like an old agent grift thing is because, this is from the Havana Act, the Helping Americans Afflicted by Neurological Attacks Act. That's the Havana acronym.
That's what it's called.
Yep. It gives the agents of the CIA who have been quantified as suffering from Havana Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
It just covers them medically. It gives them benefits. It gives them like a cushy, like relaxation period to recover.
It's not like we're gonna get to the bottom of this.
No, it was just like an allocation of funds so that CIA dudes could relax and have medical treatment for their mushy fucking brains.
I don't get it, dude. And that's so dumb.
The CIA, noted truth tellers, would never say anything wrong about these.
Yes.
These perfect
record of telling the truth.
The CDC in 2019 released a report. And they studied 95 people who reported Havana Syndrome. And according to their double-blind whatever-the-fuck study, of the 95 people studied who had reported these symptoms, only about 15 met any kind of criteria of, like, something like their brain has in some way
been affected,
stress or effect from this. Yeah, they said that 15 of the 95 likely had some kind of brain altering like event, whether that was, you know, stress, being an old son of a bitch, having a concussion, you know, something like that.
Insane.
And the Cuban government has taken, I don't know if offense is the right word, but they've taken umbrage to being like the namesake for this accused neurological attack. They did these massive research projects. They took apart the houses that the agents were staying in, and they were like, the water's fine, the air's fine, it's not a gas leak, it's not like lead. Like, we're clean. And there was a whole hullabaloo when it started that they wouldn't let Cuban doctors work on these people who are experiencing those symptoms.
Round about when did this start?
2016.
Okay.
Why is that? That lead you to any kind of...
No. I just want a little bit of context.
Yeah. I now, there's the brainwave ones. There's like the ultrasound, neurological, like wave attack angle.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a particular supposed answer that I'd like you to take a test on. So,
okay.
There was a biologist from the University of California, Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
who said that there's a specific kind of short-tailed cricket who's very repetitive... pulsing chirp may have caused health problems to the embassy personnel. Like, maybe that was the thing that set them off and made them uncomfortable. Like, it pissed them off, or it, like, aggravated them in a new place. And that's what started this whole thing.
So they think maybe like they got fucking tinnitus from the short tail crickets?
I don't know if it's tinnitus from the crickets. I don't know if it's like, it's ridiculous. He's trying to put this together, and I have no idea what he's trying to get at. I mean, there's another one that says it's psychic attacks, that they're being
psychic attacks. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, bro, let's go. They're getting fucking worked by the fucking commie psychics.
The commie mindbenders are attacking these old ass CIA agents for what they did in the Cold War.
It's probably like the leftover side effects of like them never activating their MK Ultra fucking implants.
Maybe it's the side effects of being an old prick who drove a lead gasoline car all your entire life.
And yeah, it's like, I don't know. You're a CIA agent.
It could be anything.
It's a little hard for me to feel sympathy for you, one.
And they've recently, there's been a couple reports in September of more. Uh-huh. More Havana syndrome attacks. Like they're still going on.
Well, they brand it as attacks.
Yes.
So the second that a fucking old ass fucking CIA staff agent gets a fucking headache, he's like, "Oh, I'm being assaulted by the fucking sonic attack. Oh my god,
the Russians are they're mind mending me."
It like it's so easy for them to be mind melded. I'm being mind-melded because of jet lag.
You could just be being mind-melded because that's what it's like to be 80, dude. Welcome to reality. Yeah.
It's all dementia.
I don't, for a fact, know that it's all old dudes. But it is, you know, personnel, diplomats, and CIA agents predominantly.
Well, bro, we're in the United States of America. Anyone in politics has been there in office for at least, like,
is a
70 years.
Anyone with any kind of clout is at least 68 years old, yeah?
Yeah. So, they're all old, old motherfuckers. You know? But this, it's crazy because this seems like the kind of shit that would have came out in the fucking height of the Cold War, the 60s, the 70s. Mm-hmm. And the kind of thing that we would laugh about today and be like, you believe that the fucking CIA thought they were getting brain attacked?
Yeah. That's what's so frustrating about this. Like, it received, like, slight notoriety, I think, last month, or I guess earlier in the month, with the Havana Act being signed, and it kind of pops up every once in a while, but it's so vague. Like it's nausea, it's nosebleeds, it's concussion like symptoms, it's general brain fog, like all this kind of vague auditory illusion type shit.
Yeah,
that it's not really nailed down, it's not really well defined, and so any old prick can just say I'm getting commie mind blasted.
I mean, at least it's like it's not gaining traction, it looks like, because like, I've never heard of this before, you know? Like, just glancing at the Wikipedia, it's like, a lot of people are calling that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's gotten large cultural significance, but it's taking up a lot of fucking government resources. I mean, the CIA...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fucking... That's a given.
There was a task force created, led by the CIA officer who ran the Osama bin Laden hunts. He's on the case.
That's totally not a waste of his time.
To find out who's microwaving my brain.
It's so fucking dumb.
I don't know where to put this one. It's... fucking radio wave attacks. Come on. This isn't the 1950s.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Oh, man. That's fucking hilarious.
And it's fairly consistent. You know, in 2018, it was in China. 2019, even. This lady said that she got it walking her dog in Washington, D.C.
This is a negative placebo.
You think so?
Yeah. It's either a negative placebo or they're trying to serve some kind of agenda.
That's exactly
where it's like where everybody fake your fucking brainwave attacks.
All right, soldiers. At 0800, take your brain attack pills.
Or they get like gaslighted into thinking it's Havana Syndrome by somebody else who's trying to serve the agenda. There's no way the fucking vampire Russian KGB agents are like mind melding you, bro.
I mean, that's kind of the trick here, is they don't have to be. It can serve its purpose without, you know, without a shred of fucking proof.
Yeah.
It's just a little concerning when you look at it at certain angles.
Yeah.
It sounds like that stupid thing I wrote for our Spycraft campaign. Did I ever tell you that?
No. For those of you unfamiliar, Spycraft is a version of D&D where you all play as like spies instead of like wizards and warriors.
Yeah, Cold War spy story D&D. And I wrote this story where the KGB creates this beam that turns you into a Stalinist. And this sounds like what they're doing. It sounds like my nightmares have come out of my brain.
Communist beam.
And you get hit with the fucking commie beam, and now you have a headache.
Oh, man. I wonder how many billions of dollars have been lost to the psychic attacks of the fucking USSR.
And this is just the one, you know, that we're getting all this publication about. What are some other MKUltra-esque, like, in the sidelines tricks do they have up their sleeves?
I'm just glad the people aren't taking this seriously. You know?
I'm sure there's some.
I mean, I'm sure there's some, like, Facebook grandmas out there that are, like, crying for World War III because of Havana Syndrome.
We need to fucking burn Cuba to the ground because of the commie beam.
Yeah, they want Cuban Missile Crisis too.
Absolutely. And whatever it takes, you know, the good old Uncle Sam's going to take any justification it can to, you know.
I'm going to look up Havana Syndrome conspiracy.
Sure. Yeah, I would love
just
to hear
images. I want to see like some like sick ass mega photoshopped conspiracy theory artwork. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, like a KGB agent with an airbrush like megaphone that's shooting red waves at people.
Like the one that I sent you. Like that one?
One moment, let me check it. Oh god, bro. That's exactly it. Fucking Vladimir Putin letting out the radio dish brain sucker.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So,
you know the guy who did all the artwork for this, for like these crazy conspiracy theory photoshops, he died.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, that guy was a fucking crackpot, but I mean, his or something else.
Man contributed to the cause. Say what you want about him.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him. I don't know his name.
I mean,
oh man, but you've seen him before. I'm gonna find him and you're gonna be like, oh, that guy. But please, you need to tell me what you think about this.
Oh, there's a development. Do you want to hear this fresh new development on the fucking Havana Syndrome?
Oh, let me hear it.
So, Secretary of State Antony Blinken had a meeting on Thursday with the staff who are going to Bogota, which is in Colombia, I believe. Don't at me for my geography problems. He said, we made it clear that there is no priority, more greater priority than the health and safety of the workforce emphasized in the department, determined to get to the bottom of Havana Syndrome and provide care to those affected and protect our colleagues around the world.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, they're putting on their anti-brain juice helmets. They're rubbing their faces with Icy Hot to deflect the rays, whatever the fuck they're going to do. They're ready.
I just, oh.
I.
You got to love it, man.
I don't think I love it. I don't think I do.
Hey, man, just fucking.
It.
Just, you know, strap in for the ride.
It kind of feels semi-adjacent to the weird 5G hysteria propaganda shit, you know?
David D says that. Yeah, it does feel like fucking idiotic, you know?
And that's unfortunate. Like 5G falls on the other half of the fence, where like I'm not laughing at it as much because it's kind of proven to be a public nuisance, yeah. A destructive force in our world.
Yeah.
And I would rather not see Havana Syndrome weaponized like that.
So I found his name is Deese. He used to be in Army Street. Now he's passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, the artist.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff he started making.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Ooh. These are gold, bro. I love these.
What is going on to this kid's... Oh, I've seen the potato one, of course. The GMO. I think
that's supposed to be 5G.
That one's famous, for sure.
Do you have anything to say to the people, Jess? Well, we're live right now. We're on air.
Hello, people.
Thanks, Jess.
You almost done?
Well, you heard it here first, folks. Yeah, we should be wrapping up here in a few minutes.
Jess, you have a headache right now?
Jess, do you have a headache? Do you have a headache? Are you sure you don't have a headache?
Psyop.
Maybe a little? Havana Syndrome confirmed.
Her brain's getting juiced.
Old. But yeah, this guy just made all sorts of, like, wild shit.
Oh, yes, I've seen this one, the Hillary one, unfortunately.
And this conspiracy theory feels like the kind of thing that he would have photoshopped for.
Oh, this one right here, the 5G sheeple poster, that's straight out of it, straight out of the textbook.
I love this one. I don't know, I want to know what his fucking conspiracy is. This is fucking crazy.
It's got to be like GMOs are turning you soy.
I guess. I don't know.
You're becoming a
turning soy. Turning you into fucking a goblin.
Oh, of course, this one, yeah. I didn't know this idiot.
This is a big fed guy. Here's a good one. I'm pretty sure this is Hillary photoshopped as the master from Fallout.
Oh, Jesus.
Bro, I want all these. I need you to put all these on screen,
every
bro.
Every single one of these photos will make it into the collage.
These are fucking, these are amazing. Like,
oh, jeez.
Despite how you feel about the guy and what he stood for, his contribution to fucking conspiracy theory artwork is just amazing, man.
His cracked images will outlive him, surely. I mean, here they are.
I'm so glad that all of this exists.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about, like, Facebook scrolling now and my grandmother seeing the 5G telephone melting the kid's brain.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Grandmas are probably all over Havana Syndrome.
I mean, it's a developing story. Maybe we'll come back in a year when they capture, you know, a sleeper agent and they find the brain beam in his pocket. We'll all look like fools.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be proven wrong about Havana Syndrome, and it is the commie headache gun. We'll see. But I have sincere doubts, you know.
There, I can't find the quote, but like, there's some official somewhere who was like, this is a whole lot that y'all are cooking up. To think that they have this, like, powerful, precise, stealth weapon that can only, like, slightly damage you, but it's not popping your fucking skull like a melon, and they're using it all over the world, and it's working so effectively, that they're using all these resources to give you, like, a headache? You think that's what they're doing?
Yeah. What is the, like, if they could build, like, a of your brain, why not amp up to 10 and just assassinate you?
Why not? I can't even put myself in their headspace. I don't understand what they want.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's a lovely little fucking hell world we live in.
Exactly. So if you, my friend, the listener, have a budding caffeine addiction like me, and you don't have a cup in the morning, and you start to get a little tense at the temples, try blaming a communist.
You might be a victim of Havana Syndrome.
You are eligible for compensation and health benefits under the October 8th Havana Act if you are a CIA agent and you got to get a little tickle in the temple.
Oh, man. Well, I think we can cap it off. Are you about ready to put this to bed? Oh, this depressing episode?
Send this one away, bro.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you, Bellwitch. Thank you, Havana Syndrome. Thank you, David Deese, and your amazing artwork that you've contributed to the conspiracy community. Sad to see you go, and I hope you're doing well in your afterlife, my friend. And to the dear view, don't forget to like it, subscribe. Listen to the show. Send us your stories if you'd like to have a story featured on the podcast. You can find us at supermadtower@gmail.com. Our Instagram and Twitter are the same handle, @madtowerradio. If you know me in real life, shoot me a text, comment under this video. Just get in contact with us if you want your story shared on the air. Christian, you have anything else for the people today?
Yeah. Make sure when you go to bed tonight, you firmly place your anti-Havana hat directly in front of the hairline, because that's where you're your weakest. That's where the KGB infiltrates the permeated, like, skin and gets right to your noggin. So make sure it's on tight.
That's right, folks. This is Mad Tower Radio, ending transmission.
A frequency beyond space and time.
Unspeakable knowledge. It is Mad Tower Radio.